Matt Greenwood on Regional Radio Sports, joined by another Dream Team athlete. This guy hails from Hillsborough. His name is Isaac Riedenauer, member of the 2019 Spring Dream Team for track and field for the Hillsborough Hawks, and a senior for Hillsborough, finally making it onto the Dream Team. Obviously, a lot of years of hard work and state qualifications and all-state finishes, and here you are, Isaac, a senior campaign, running yourself onto the Dream Team. How does it feel to make it, man?
It feels amazing. I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Now, obviously, you know of the massive talent that is around here, and for coaches to pick you as one of the five best runners or track and field athletes in general in this area, what does that say to you?
I'm honored to be a part of it. I've worked so hard to be a part of this Dream Team, and it just makes me feel amazing. It makes me feel like all my hard work paid off.
Yeah, obviously it is the ultimate sign of hard work paying off, being selected as one of the five best. Is this something that I mean, I know Dream Team is prevalent around a lot of the communities around here. Is this something that you had ever thought about trying to make, or was it something that is just, you know, an additional thing for you to have accomplished?
I mean, I never really thought I'd turn out to be good enough to be a part of it, but I always worked harder and harder every day trying to get better to have a chance at making it on the Dream Team.
All right, very well. And obviously, you know, again, about the talent around here. Do you feel like, you know, amongst all the guys that run track that you see at different meets, do you feel like you had, you know, one of those seasons that should put you as one of the five best?
I feel like I did. I performed really well and PR'd in all of my events pretty far compared to my last seasons, and I feel like I earned it.
All right, very well. And you're heading on to Maryville. I know you made that commitment several months ago, but as you know, as time gets you closer to that actually becoming a thing, what are you feeling?
I'm very excited to go up there. It's going to be super fun with Coach Bingham, who's a great coach, and then a bunch of the kids from the Jefferson County area are going to join me up there. It's just going to be a great time.
For some athletes, whenever they go through a season, especially a senior season, some decide not to continue running or whatever the case may be, and some do continue to do so. And obviously, you have chosen to continue doing this whole track and field thing. Is this something that you had always strived for, was to make it to college? And if so, did you ever think that you were going to get there?
Yeah, that was always my hope, was to do some sport in college. I didn't really know what it was going to be until about my junior season when colleges started looking at me and stuff. And that kind of put it in perspective that I needed to start working harder and trying to get to where I wanted to be. And it just happened that Maryville looked at me and it was close enough, so I chose Maryville to be the one.
All right. Yes, indeed. Right. I want to talk about some of the results from the last couple of years. You did qualify for state in the triple jump last year, and this season you qualified for state in the 110-meter hurdles and the long jump, and you made all state in the long jump. Take us through that experience, being all state in that jumping event.
That was super exciting. I didn't expect that. My PR going in was 21.9. So I knew that if I wanted to get on the podium, I'd have to jump that or better. And honestly, with the people around me, I didn't know if I was going to do it, but it was a great day. It was a nice, clear day, and it was warm outside, and happened to just start jumping really well. Popped off with 22.8. That was nice.
So 22.8, that is a heck of a jump for sure. And, you know, when athletes finish all-state at track and field, as you know, it's top eight. But you did. I mean, you did better. You finished in the top four. You finished third overall. How important was it to you to finish, not just all state, but top three?
That was really cool. Like, I was just hoping to get top eight, and I would have been fine because I just wanted to be on the podium. But top three, that was amazing. That was insane.
After you did get that medal wrapped around your neck, how many people were there to sort of cheer you on? And did you hear the roar from the crowd when your name was announced?
I did, because around here, like, everybody cheers for everybody. So all the Festus fans were cheering for me, and my dad dad, my grandpa, and my brother were there, and then the other people from my track team were there, and it was great. I loved it.
Awesome. Very well. All right. Moving forward, as I mentioned, you've sort of got the summer to get prepared for Maryville. That's where you're going to be. And just sort of take us through what you've been up to this summer. And my understanding from what you told me is that there's a couple of meets. There's a really big one coming up here soon that you're going to be participating in.
Yeah. So currently I'm on the Jets summer track and field team. And we've been participating in some little meets here and there. Right when the summer started, I went to New Mexico and participated in the Great Southwest. I did the decathlon out there and got sixth. And then next week, there is a regional qualifier at Hillsboro for the Junior Olympics that I'll be doing. I'll be doing the decathlon, long jump, triple jump, and 110s over there.
Well, that's a lot of events, man. Hope you rest those legs and are able to, you know, do great things there, certainly.
Thank you.
I think that would be a great thing to have, obviously, as you head into your career at Maryville. One thing before we let you go, again, congratulations on making Dream Team, but obviously you had goals that you wanted to achieve as a member of the Hillsboro Hawks. What about as a member of Maryville?
I just hope to do my best and maybe set some records up there. It'll be a big task to do. I hope to just be able to help my team and hopefully at some point along the 4 years I'll be there, win a national championship with them.
Okay, and what are you going to be studying?
Secondary education, biology. Hope to become a high school science teacher and track coach.
There you go. Look at you, man. All right, well, best of luck there. And one last thing I promise as we let you go here on your Dream Team interview. Who do you want to thank for where you've gotten to at this point in your life?
I just want to thank everybody in my family, my mom, my dad, my brother and sister, my grandparents for always supporting me, and all the coaches I've had over the years, especially Coach Medley, Coach Tebow, Coach Holland, and Coach O'Brien, Coach McCray for just helping me and giving me pointers on all my events and just helping me be the best I can.
All right, there you go. You heard it there from Isaac Riedenauer, Dream Team athlete representing the Hillsboro Hawks on the track and field at Dream Team and joining us here today. Best of luck to him at Maryville.